Welcome, everybody. Share number 1562. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Rabbanan Zisa, Lila Nishmas, Blima Basra, Moshe, the Fush Lemer, Full Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so interesting thing. The Dirshu brings down, just going as we go down the road, bits and pieces here, and, you know, trying to bring it all together. Let's say like this, somebody has a certain jacket, right? That's a very fancy jacket, and they like to wear it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I wear this jacket. This jacket is a very expensive jacket, and it's mamish. I don't want anybody else touching it. I don't want anybody else wearing it, right? Or a suit, let's say a specific suit, or maybe a shirt, an article of clothing that is very dear to a person, or possibly it could be an article of clothing, maybe something that somebody receives from somebody else, like inheritance or whatever, or special, whatever the case might be. They feel a certain way about it. But the bottom line is what I'm trying to get to. It is a, what we call kli, it's a kalim shemalachtam leheter. In other words, it's something that's allowed to be moved. For example, let's say a phone, right? I'm not getting into a phone right now. Yes, where obviously a phone is muksa. A regular phone, you have a cell phone. I'm talking about a cell phone, not the old house phones pretty much don't exist anymore. But let's say a regular cell phone. So we'll talk about where that's classified. Obviously that's a machloikis and we'll see how it falls into play. But be it as it may, let's say something. So that's what we call something that's used for iser. In other words, you can't make a phone call on Shabbos. You can't use it for any reason. Bechlal, that's a different type of a thing. So, but they bring down. He brings down the dirshu and ois number five over there. And now a simin shin ches. Where it is all in simin shin ches. That interesting. But if it's a klisha malachte leheter, like an article of clothing I could wear, right? So I wear this jacket, the covered Shabbos. It's a beautiful jacket, and I love this jacket, or I wear this suit, or I wear this shirt, and it's mamish something that I would not let anybody else wear or touch or whatever, and I'm very makbid on this one jacket, or makbid on this one shirt, or whatever the case might be. It's very expensive, this and that. So maybe we'll say, 1 second, so that's muksa machmas chasar and kiss, right? Because we said if it's very, somebody's very makbid on it, and we even said, it's an interesting thing, just to point out from the Bir Halacha, he says, the first Bir Halacha over there in Shin Ches, at the end, he says, V'chulu atam the kevin, the kapad alayhu miyached lehu makam, since a person is miyached, these various different type of things. Let's say the case of, like we spoke about, the knife from the moil, the knife from the sheichet, or the pen from the scribe, whatever. So a person is miyachid a specific place for it, right? Doesn't mean everything that you're miyachid a place is automatically chasar and kiss. That's not what it means, right? Everything I put into its place before Shabbos becomes muksa machmas chasar and kiss. That's not what it means. But what he's saying is that these things that we spoke about, a person is usually is miyachet a place for it. In other words, they set aside a specific place. You don't just leave the sheichet doesn't just leave his knife around. The person who's a scribe, I know somebody personally very close to that is a cipher. He doesn't just leave. He's a regular cipher. So he has special pens. So those special pens are chasar and kiss. Those special pens fall under these guidelines. What we talk about muksa machmas chasar and kiss. And they have a different level and different guidelines of muksa as opposed to a regular pen like we spoke about last year. But he has a specific place, a specific protected place actually where he keeps them. That's what the Bir Halach is explaining to us. But let's say I wear this jacket, I wear this shirt, I wear this pants, and it's a very, very precious to me, and I'm very makbid that nobody else should touch it, use it, wear it, or whatever. So that would not fall under the guidelines of chasar and kiss. That's what he brings down. He brings down ach kelim shemalachtam leheter, like a beged yokar, like a fancier type of a beged, fancier type of a item, something that you wear, like we spoke about. He brings down, let's say a cup, a gavia. He says like a cup, a goblet type of, or a becher, right? Let's say a becher, right? So these various type of things. So then again, I have the special becher that was bought, or very fancy, whatever. So it would not fall under chasar and kiss, even though, in other words, just the fact that a person is very careful that nobody should use it, should drink from it. Only me, only myself. In other words, I'm very makbid. Nobody should touch it, move it, use it, whatever. It's the same thing like the pen, right? So maybe it's muksa. So we say no because of the fact that it falls under the guidelines of malachtam leheter, clothing, things that you drink from, utensils, right, items that you use to eat or whatever. These are what we call kelim shemalachtam leheter, which we'll talk about, Bezrus Hashem, that category of muksa also. So the fact that that is expensive and it falls, and it has, in other words, if what I'm trying to say is that it has the same guidelines as the pen, as the shoychet knife or whatever, that I don't want anybody, you know, moving it around, using it or whatever. But since it's a kli shemalachta leheter, it's something that I'm allowed to drink on Shabbos. I make kiddush. Opposite, I want to use it, my beautiful becher, for the Shabbos kiddush, right? I want to wear my beautiful clothing that I don't want anybody touching, using, that's very precious to me. I want to wear it on Shabbos. So af in makpidim aleihem ha'oid, he says, even if one is very makpid on these type of items, since they are used for heter, that is allowed, and not for iser, like a phone or whatever, these type of things, right? Or the pen is used for iser, the knife is used for iser, right? The shoychet, whatever. So, but since is kli shemalachta leheter, I'm sorry, then even though one is very makbid, it would not, ein dinam kemuksa machmas chasaron kis. It would not have a din of muksa machmas chasaron kis. Now, one might say, well, what do you mean, the shoychet knife? I could use a knife. I could cut my chicken. Well, I'm allowed to use a knife. What's wrong? So why can't I use the shoychet's knife? So why can't I use the moil knife? But the thing is, those knives per se are specifically for shchit. Those knives per se are specifically for a moil or whatever the case is. But over here, an article of clothing is an article of clothing, right? A cup is a cup. A becher is a becher. So it's a different type of a thing. And he brings this from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, from Tosfos Shabbos, and others. Okay, so that's the story. It just ends off over there again from Shulchan Aruch Rav Tosfos Shabbos. He brings Shekem Shenitin Leshtamish Behem, since they are items that are used, right? Letzarech Dover Heter. So then he says, Ein Muksim, they're specified for Heter, Ein Muksim Oysim Legamri. They don't become Maksadaita. In other words, a person does not sort of like set them aside from their mind, obviously, because I want to wear this article of clothing, I want to drink from this cup, whatever the case might be. So that's the distinction between kelim shemalachtam leheter and kelim shemalachtam leiser when it comes to chasaron kis, when one is very makban on it. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.